Good morning. We'll start with short introductions by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Pavel Filip, it's a great pleasure and honor to welcome you here to NATO headquarters, and it was a great pleasure to also have a meeting with you now where we addressed several issues, addressing how we can strengthen and further develop the partnership between Moldova and NATO. The Republic of Moldova is a close partner to NATO. I thank you for your different contributions, especially that you contribute to our mission in Kosovo. It shows that your country is a responsible contributor to international security. We are committed to Moldova's independence, territorial integrity, and sovereignty. And we fully respect Moldova's constitutional neutrality, but neutrality does not mean isolation. We cooperate closely with other partners that are neutral countries, such as Switzerland and Austria. NATO and Moldova have jointly agreed a framework for working together. And all our cooperation activities have been requested by the government of Moldova. Many of our programs benefit ordinary Moldovan people. We have helped destroy dangerous pesticides, anti-personnel mines, surplus munition, and dangerous rocket fuel. We are helping Moldova with cyber defense training, and every year we welcome Moldovan students at NATO courses on issues such as logistics and border security. So these are examples of practical cooperation where NATO help educate, train Moldovan students, personnel, which I think is of benefit for Moldova, but it's also important for NATO because when our neighborhood is stable, we are more secure. Our partnership also supports Moldova in undertaking reforms to build good governance and strong institutions, including the effort to fight corruption. We are now working on defense capacity on a defense capacity building program to help the Moldovan armed forces become more effective. As requested by the Moldovan government, we will soon open a NATO liaison office in Chisinau. It will be a small diplomatic mission with only civilian staff. Just like other partner countries, like Georgia, our liaison office will facilitate our support for Moldova's ongoing reforms. So, Prime Minister, I once again welcome you. It's a great pleasure to meet with you again, and I welcome that we are in the process of strengthening and developing the partnership Moldova and NATO. Welcome once again.
Dear Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, I had a consistent discussion with Secretary General Mr. Jens Stoltenberg regarding a number of relevant projects regarding cooperation of Moldova and NATO, and I would like to thank him for this occasion. Republic of Moldova is a neutral state that understands the value of partnership with NATO. During our discussion, we reiterated our interest to consolidate political dialogue and practical cooperation with the North Atlantic Alliance in the spirit of partnership for peace and basing on the principle of neutrality of Republic of Moldova. In this regard, I underline the importance, the objectives that they included in the new IPAP plan 2017-2019. This document is in a final stage, and in the next few days it will be presented here at the headquarters, NATO headquarters. During our previous meeting with Mr. Secretary General, we signed an agreement to open a liaison, NATO liaison office in Republic of Moldova, and later this was ratified by the Moldovan Parliament. I am convinced that the activities of this NATO liaison office will contribute to cooperation with NATO, and it will be this liaison office will be opened this summer. We welcome the opening of this NATO liaison office in Republic of Moldova, and I would like to assure everybody that the more communication we will have, the better this collaboration between NATO and Republic of Moldova will be understood. Using this opportunity, I would like to express my appreciation for the assistance given by the alliance in the initiative for consolidating defense capabilities and interoperability, together with the expertise and extensive support that our institutions have benefited through the program Science for Peace and Security of NATO. The implementation of projects in the field of cybersecurity, finalizing the project regarding a big amount of pesticides in Republic of Moldova remain to be a priority in the bilateral agenda, and the realization, its realization will bring tangible beneficial things for Republic of Moldova. And closing, I would like to mention that in my capacity of promoter of peace and security, the Republic of Moldova will continue to contribute to the peacekeeping operation in Kosovo. And in closing, I would like to say that this cooperation between Republic of Moldova and NATO has to be understood by everyone, that the Republic of Moldova, being a neutral state, does not want to be an isolated state. We have to have access to this interoperability project. We have to be country that tends to perfection itself, and from this point of view, the capacity and expertise of NATO are very relevant for Republic of Moldova. Thank you very much.
Moldovan State TV.
Alina Barba, Public TV Moldova 1. My first question is for Mr. Stoltenberg. How difficult is to have efficient dialogue with state as Moldova when the different leaders promoting very different messages? And one question is for Mr. Filip. Domnule Filip, la ce etapă totuși?
Another question for Mr. Filip. At what stage actually is the opening of the NATO liaison office, and what will be the priorities of Moldovan government regarding this cooperation? Because the experience of Ukraine and Georgia showed that the NATO liaison office is based on the necessity of the hosting country. Thank you.
NATO is an alliance of 28 democracies, so we are very used to that there are different views, different opinions, also within the political system. So that's nothing new. What we do is that we relate to governments, to parliaments, to those who are responsible for taking decisions. And all our efforts, all our projects, when it comes to our partnership with Moldova, is based on requests from Moldova, from the Moldovan government, supported by the Moldovan parliament. But of course, NATO will never enforce any activities or any programs upon a country which don't want it. It's an absolutely voluntary partnership. We respect the limitations, and of course, we totally respect the neutrality of Moldova. Some of our closest partners are neutral countries. Switzerland, Austria, Finland, Sweden are neutral countries, but we have an extensive and strong partnership with them. And therefore, we think it's absolutely possible to further strengthen our partnership with Moldova, totally or fully respecting the neutrality of Moldova, and actually the neutrality of Moldova is explicitly mentioned in the document that forms the basis for our partnership. So there is absolutely no contradiction between being a neutral country, as the Republic of Moldova is, and at the same time working with NATO. And we have to remember also that the NATO liaison office in Chisinau is a civilian, small civilian diplomatic office. We have that kind of offices in other countries, including in Russia, actually, in Moscow. So this is not a military base. This is a small civilian office, which then can help to facilitate our practical partnership.
Eu cred că încă...
I think that there is still this Soviet mentality, which is still present in the Republic of Moldova, that NATO represents just a big military base and everything is related to army, munitions, and heavy military... Let's not forget that we live in the 21st century, in the informational era. We talked today about the creation of a center to reaction to cyber attacks. We talked today about creation of such a lab to ensure or reaction to ensure cybersecurity. So these things have to be seen in a broad manner. Our cooperation with NATO is, and I think it's normal to want to learn from those who have the necessary expertise. Republic of Moldova wants to be a modern state, and if we talk about the national army, we want to have an army that is well-trained. Regarding the opening of the liaison office, NATO liaison office in Chisinau, we did everything necessary. So everything is coming along fine. And as I mentioned, I hope very much that this summer this liaison office will be a functional one. Another very important thing concerning communication, I'd like to mention that if we will talk directly and we will to the people and will not come with scary arguments, then people will understand what NATO means. And through the liaison office in Moldova, I hope we will complete this
Credit for Europe. Question for NATO Secretary General. What do you expect from today's NRC? Do you hope that we could get some progress when it comes, for example, to risk reduction? And for Mr. Philip, are you worried about the reports that Mr. Dodon wants to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Eurasian Economic Union? Do you think that this will harm your relationship with the European Union, that this will jeopardize, for example, the association agreement and the trust that your Western partners, such as NATO and the EU, have in Moldova?
We will have a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council later on today. I welcome the fact that we were able to convene three meetings last year, and now we will have the first meeting this year, and we will discuss, address different issues of common concern, like the crisis in and around Ukraine, Afghanistan, including the regional terrorist threat. And we will also then discuss military activities, transparency and risk reduction. And I'm looking forward to the meeting because we are going to have reciprocal briefings on our military posture on the three new divisions in the Western Military District of Russia, but also on the four battlegroups that NATO is going to deploy in the Baltic countries, or we are in the process of deploying in the Baltic countries and Poland. And for me, this is an important step towards more predictability, more transparency, which is especially needed now when we have increased military activity along our borders. I hope that this can be further strengthened with more briefings, reciprocal briefings on exercises, on military activities. and also a good platform for discussing how we can move on when it comes to strengthening our military lines of communications and mechanisms for risk reduction. But what will happen today is that at least we'll have a reciprocal briefing on military posture, both from the Russian side and from the NATO side.
Regarding this memorandum, with Eurasian Economic Community, I have to mention that we have a very firm position in this regard. It was already transmitted to Mr. President Dodon. More than that, I passed to him a documented opinion elaborated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that this agreement does not have any juridical power. It cannot, and I will tell you why. Fortunately, the Republic of Moldova has a parliamentary regime according to its constitution. The parliament is the representative body, supreme body in the country, that approves the internal and external policies. It is true that according to the constitution, the president, who is not the owner of the state, he has the right to negotiate and to sign international treaties, but according to the law on international treaties, and this law supposes that any document, a memorandum or international treaty, in order to have juridical effects, has to be ratified by the Parliament of the Republic of Moldova. Of course, the president, when he signs international treaties, is not obliged to represent the full powers, but this does not mean that representing the state, he can impose his own opinion or his own vision. He is obligated to consult and to present for ratification in front of the Moldovan parliament. That is why this memorandum, even if it will be signed, I will declare once again, and also the speaker of Moldovan parliament will declare that this is a zero-sum document, doesn't have any juridical power. That is why the president has to be sincere in relation to those who signed this memorandum and to tell them that this document does not have a juridical power.
This concludes this press point. Thank you.